بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد The outcome of haram earnings Sayyiduna Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said If a person earns haram wealth it will not be blessed and if he keeps it for himself nor would it be accepted if he spends it in charitable causes And if he leaves it behind in this world, it will be a means of his entry into Jahannam. Squandering wealth. Sayyiduna Sa'id ibn Jubair, rahmatullah alayhi, narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbade from squandering wealth. Squandering wealth means that one spends wealth that he earned lawfully in a prohibited avenue. Note, wealth is a bounty of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and to utilize it in a manner that causes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's displeasure is the height of ingratitude. Such errant behavior eventually causes the wrath of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to descend upon such a person and life becomes intolerable for him. Which wealth is blessed? Sayyida Khawla bint Qais radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that she heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Wealth is sweet and lush. If obtained through legitimate avenues, it will be blessed. Sayyiduna Abu Sa'id radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Whoever earns wealth in a legitimate way, his wealth will be blessed. And whoever earns through dubious and illegal methods, is like a person who eats but is never satiated. This means that his wealth will not be beneficial to him and he will be overcome with anxieties and grief. Spiritually prosperous or materially prosperous. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives worldly amenities to whom he loves and whom he does not love, but he grants deen, that is the progress in deen, only to those whom he loves. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala loves the person whom he has given deeni bounties. Note, affluence is not a proof of acceptance in the sight of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. However, following the deen and the sunnah is a sign of true prosperity. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك